It's Morning Ireland at 12 minutes past 8, and our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now with the latest on this very disturbing story of a child who's not been seen for at least 3 years. The child, a little boy, would now be 7 years old, but Gardaí suspect he's dead. And Paul, how did this case come to light? Who sounded the alarm here?
Well, Mary, the sequence of events here is that this case came to light when there was an application made for child benefit in the name of the child to the Department of Social Protection. Now, the department examined the application and carried out inquiries, and it was discovered there was no record of the child ever having gone to school. Officials became concerned and brought those concerns to TUSLA, as they are required to do under mandatory reporting legislation. TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, then carried out its own due diligence inquiries and realised very quickly that something was amiss here. The child was last known to be alive when he was around 3.5 years old, but hasn't been seen since, and he would be about 7 years of age today. TUSLA became concerned about the safety and well-being of the child. They referred the case to the Gardaí last Friday. The Gardaí immediately commenced a major investigation, appointing a senior investigating officer, establishing an incident room at Swords Garda Station. Swords also covers the seaside area of Donabate in North Dublin.
Can you tell us some more, Paul, about how that Garda investigation now is proceeding?
Yeah, the Gardaí say the boy is last known to have lived at the Gallery Apartments in Donabate in County Dublin, but it has been a number of years since there's been any confirmed sighting of him. They also say that following inquiries carried out by and information available to them to date, they have been unable to either locate the boy, identify any information on his current whereabouts, or any evidence that he's currently alive. Investigating Gardaí therefore believe that the boy is missing, presumed dead. Now, they carried out a number of searches last weekend and a technical examination, which included forensics, at an apartment in the Gallery complex in Donabate. Gardaí also conducted house-to-house inquiries in the area. They identified relatives, people who are close to the child's family, may have known the child. They have spoken with them, and they have also spoken to the boy's parents. Some of the people they have spoken to are out of the country. Now, last night there was a development in that Gardaí took control of an area of open ground in Donabate. It has now been sealed off, and a search for the remains of the boy will begin there this morning and is expected to continue for the next few days. The Gardaí have also appealed to anyone with information to contact them at Swords Garda Station. They suspect that the child may have come to some harm, but they don't know if that was accidental, intentional, violent or criminal. So they say they're keeping an open mind, and that also includes the possibility that the child could have died of natural causes. And they also say that they're handling this case sensitively.
Yeah, there's been no public appeal, no naming of the child at this stage. What is the approach they're taking?
Well, they're trying to find out where the child is, how the child died, and to do that, they need to find the child's remains, hence the search this morning. They have requested that the media provide them with the time and space they say they need to carry out the search operation sensitively. They're also not identifying the boy or his family at this stage for what they call operational reasons, which could mean anything. But in this case, it's probably understandable because they have received some cooperation so far, and so far, no arrests have been made. So it's clear that they don't feel the need to detain anybody and interview them under caution about what possibly happened in this case. They haven't ruled anything out, including the possibility that the child could have died of natural causes and was then buried in secret and in private, and in a case that could turn out to be more tragic than criminal. Now, they don't know that, obviously, and nobody does, but if that were to turn out to be the case, then the reality is, under Irish law, there may not have been a serious criminal offence committed, because it is an offence not to report the death of a child to the authorities, but it's only a minor or summary offence under the Coroner's Amendment Act of 2019, and it's only punishable by a fine not to report the death of somebody, including a child. There are more serious penalties for potential offences, such as improperly disposing of a body or aiding in the concealment of a body, but prosecution for these offences usually relate to serious violent crime and gangland murder, and these are clearly not factors in this case.
Now, you mentioned the involvement of the Department of Social Protection and TUSLA, but is this case of this little boy now firmly out of the hands of state agencies and a matter for the Gardaí?
Yeah, the main state agency is the Gardaí involved in this. Now, the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, issued a statement last night, and she said she was deeply concerned about the missing child, that his welfare is uppermost in her thoughts. She said she had been briefed on the matter by officials and spoken to the TUSTA chief executive about it. She said she has asked TUSTA to keep her fully informed of developments, so they will continue to have a role. They are liaising with the Gardaí. She has appealed to anyone with information about the missing child to contact the Gardaí. TUSTA has described it as a very sensitive case. They also confirmed that they made the referral to the Gardaí because they had concerns about the safety and well-being of the child. And they say they're continuing to work closely with the Gardaí, quote, in line with normal practice, and that all relevant information relating to this family has been shared. So it will be interesting to know in time what information TUSTA and other state agencies had about this child and his family. But once again, this case raises the question, the serious question of how a child can disappear for years in this society and not be missed.
And that's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. It's 18 minutes past 8.
It's 8:42. We're going to talk again about our main story this morning, those disturbing details of a child who has not been seen for at least 3 years. The child, who's a little boy, would now be 7 years old, but Gardaí suspect that he is dead. Gardaí will begin to search open ground in Donabate in North County Dublin this morning, a search that could last a number of days. This case came to light last week after the Department of Social Protection raised concerns with the Child and Family Agency TUSLA following an application for a social welfare payment. And then last Friday, TUSLA alerted the Gardaí. Well, the case follows the case of little Kyron Dernan in County Louth. Last August, TUSLA alerted Gardaí after it was unable to locate him. Kyron was 6 when he was last seen in June 2022, and Gardaí suspect that he too is dead. Well, Tanya Ward is CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance, and she's on the line now. Tanya, I mean, there's just no words really for this latest case. What are your thoughts this morning?
Thanks, Audrey. I mean, I have to say it's a story I had to read twice to believe it, to be honest, because of the similarities of the Kyron Dernan case. And it's absolutely shocking to hear that something like this has happened. I suppose I'm thinking about the family and how they're coping with the news. And it obviously devastating for his community as well. And I'm also thinking about him and what happened to him and who was in contact with him early in his life. I mean, the age range would suggest that this could have happened during COVID. And I do wonder about the role of COVID. But I suppose I'm also thinking about there's public health nurses, there's GPs, there's earlier services he may have been in contact with. And I'm thinking about, did anyone see anything? Did anyone intervene? Is there something that could have been done to help this child early in his life?
And the question that everyone appears to be asking but is are at a loss to answer is, how can a child go missing and no one in either state agencies or health providers or the community notice?
Well, this is it. And this is something I think that really terrifies us, for those of us that work in the child protection sector, both in the community and voluntary sector and in public services as well. It's very disturbing that something like this could have happened to a small child. And that's why, when the time is right, and the Gardaí have done their job, and it's really important that anyone with information that can help locate this child or help uncover what happened to him and go to the Gardaí. When the Gardaí have done their job, what's really important is that this case is independently reviewed to establish what happened to this child, to understand, was there some opportunity to intervene in this child's life earlier? And is there any learning for this child so anything like this does not happen again?
You mentioned a few moments ago COVID and the COVID years and the timing of this being during those COVID years. Now, why is that significant potentially in this case?
Well, when the first lockdown was called, I had my members that work in the child protection space contacting me, just really disturbed about what was going to happen, because the way the child protection system operates and works is that TUSLA are only alerted to a child in need or a child being neglected by frontline services. So by schools, by GPs, by public health nurses, by youth services, and of course by family members as well. And what COVID it was, it created a situation where family members didn't have contact with their grandchildren and family members. It creates a situation where those frontline service providers did not have contact with children. And it actually resulted in a reduction in the number of referrals that went to TUSLA in that period. And TUSLA actually ran a public education program to try and encourage other people and other services to make referrals of children to their services. So yes, I think everyone will be asking the question, is this because of the lockdowns? Did this child slip through the net because public services did not have the level of contact that they normally would in the ordinary course of events? These are all the questions I think we're all asking ourselves and that need to be answered.
And a general question, Tanya, because we don't know the detail of this case, but if a child is born outside of the state and they come to live in the Republic, do they have to register for PPS number, other services that flow from that then? Or is it easy to hide from the state?
Well, look, it really depends. I think once you reach out and you apply for, let's say, benefit payments, and then you need a PPS number to draw down those benefit payments, though, all of those kind of measures are really important, actually. It's kind of the first line in the child protection system. So if you're a migrant, let's say your legal status is important, you have to establish that with the immigration services. But let's say you're an EU national that's travelled into Ireland, and if you want to draw down any services or enter your child into earlier services or into school, you do need a PPS number. And by doing that, of course, it's a form of registration of a child, but then obviously then you've contact with direct services. And I think what's interesting with this case is that the Department of Social Protection was very vigilant and made the referral in this case to TUSLA, which is telling us actually that the child protection system, because child protection is everyone's business, is working.
Yeah, because apparently an application was made for child benefit in this child's case, but the Department of Social Protection had no record of a child with that name in any school in the state. Look, Tanya, we leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, Tanya Ward, CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance. More after this break.